You're listening to Heart in the Pain podcast. What you can find in this podcast is everything, news, leaks, reviews, everything of the latest material of Marvel, DC, Disney, Star Wars, TV, comics, films, you name it. If you're new to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button or the favorite button on the Anchor app. Thank you guys for listening, and let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome to Heart in the Paint. I'm your host, as always, Justin. The biggest news, finally, guys, finally, the courts are closed. The judgment has been made. Marvel and Fox is now one. What does that mean if you haven't been listening to me for the past 6 months? X-Men and Fantastic Four is coming back home to Marvel. I did want to make a podcast right when it was dropped, but again, couldn't do it. Been doing a lot of set work, been doing a lot of film work on my end. So it's been kind of delaying my episodes for you guys. But again, the content is still there. But really wanted to hear from you guys. What do you think about this? What is your predictions? Hit the callback button on the Anchor app, or you can just hit me up on the social media outlets. Majority of the time, I am more on Instagram and Twitter, so you can find me at Heart in the Paint Podcast or Heart in the Paint Pod on Twitter. Just find me. You will find me, and just hit me up on there. What do you guys think about this? We finally have it. We did have that Comcast scare for a little bit, but I didn't really think that Comcast was even going to get their foot in the door and for Fox to kind of look their way. But finally, Fox is now under Disney, which basically says under Marvel, and X-Men and the Fantastic Four is going to be coming home. Now, what does this mean for the future of Marvel Studios? Now, these are my theories. These are some of my predictions based off some of the things that we have seen in the past couple years. So let's just talk about it. Guys, at any time that you have, if you hear something that you do want to comment on, please head on over to the Anchor app. We have a technology there with the Anchor app that you can press that callback button and actually comment audio, and you can be brought in into the next episode. So please head on over to the Anchor app and hit that, because I really want to hear from you guys. But here are my theories. Here are my predictions of what is going to happen. Now, I'm using this theory / prediction kind of thing. I'm basing it off the Russo brothers and what they did with Captain America: Civil War. Now, with the kind of like the contracts that Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios and Sony were doing at the time of filming, they actually filmed Spider-Man in the scene and also throughout the film of him being on Team Iron Man. Now, again, if they're doing Civil War, and if I have comic book readers out there, that Spider-Man has to be in Civil War. But even though they kind of twisted and altered somewhat the storyline, which was still fine, it worked out. The only thing I didn't like was how they did Zemo. I think they should have done him a little bit better. But anyways, Spider-Man has to be in it. So the Russo brothers actually wrote some of the script where if the Spider-Man contract was not going to be made, then they were going to replace him with Ant-Man. So just kind of put that in y'all's mind. And so that's kind of how they were doing it, because they had to film something. Let's say they're filming with Spider-Man and saying, hey, if this doesn't go through, and we just have to hope it does go through, we have to film something, we have to put a character into place, and that's what it was going to be, Ant-Man. So imagine Ant-Man stealing the shield, okay, instead of Spider-Man, which some of us can't even think that far. But yes, I'm basing it off of that theory. So some of the interviews that Kevin Feige had in the past, I would say maybe a good 4 months, even after Infinity Wars was released, and being that we're in the playground of Infinity War, Infinity War digital copy has been released today, so please get on that. And also, still having my contest out there, but I'll explain that at the end of the podcast, and it's going to be all the way in for the end of August. So, what was I talking about? So I'm basing this theory off of that because I think after the interviews that Kevin Feige did, we can kind of speculate what they may be doing. Now, all this time, for the past year, maybe less than a year, Fox and Disney has been in this courtroom trying to figure out, hey, can we get the rights? Can we borrow the rights? And so on and so forth. I'm thinking that the synopsis of Avengers 4, now again, we don't know the title. The title is going to be released maybe in the next couple of months or so, maybe closer around the holiday time, maybe. But, and there was actually word out that the Avengers 4 might be released even sooner, just like Infinity War was, because there was some leaked information with the IMAX feature. So just take that as a grain of salt. Put that in y'all's ears. But there was some talk that, you know, that with the synopsis of Avengers 4, them going into different realities, that could work. Now, this is just me, guys, okay? This is just Justin from Heart in the Paint. This is not Marvel Studios. This is not an organization, all that kind of stuff. This is just me talking, all right? Now, if you guys did follow me, there was some parts in the past where I was just talking in theories of even Red Skull. But again, anyone that could follow the comic series could kind of speculate that too. But again, I was one of the ones that said, hey, you know, Red Skull is going to be here or going to be there, da 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 da, and I got that right. And there were some things that in the past that I did get right. Now, again, I'm not saying I'm always right, this could work. When I think about it, I didn't want to release it to the podcast until I kind of really thought it through. But if this is going to be like starting, I think, what is it, 4 years or 10 years later into the future, I know it's going to be years later if they do that. And if what I've researched is correct. And throughout the movie, they're going to go into different realities because of the quantum realm with Ant-Man. There could be moments that could work, that when they go into different realities and different Earths, that the X-Men in the Fantastic Four can be already in power, can already be at work, can already be organized, can already be, you know, saving lives and the Baxter Building, all those kind of things. That it could work, you know. And they don't, they could just be kind of going past or kind of word, or it could even be dialogue, you know. They could be going across another Avengers in a different reality, and maybe some of the Avengers, they could be saying, oh, well, you know, right now they're with the X-Men, or, you know, they're with Xavier and his team, you know, something like that. That can be maybe like wet our whistle, kind of to get us prepared for that. So that's something that I can see them doing. There's a lot of creative writers in Marvel Studios, and that's one thing I trust Marvel Studios, even though when we get trailers and when we get things, some news that we don't really exactly line up with, at the end of the day, when we see it, you're like, hey, you know what, this does work. So that's a little bit of what I'm thinking could happen. And also still using the template or the Russo brothers' steps of Spider-Man. They introduced Spider-Man in a way that we didn't have to have another origin story, especially with Homecoming. We didn't have to see the whole spider bite again. We don't have to do that anymore. Now, I mean, maybe 20 years down the road or something, but we don't need that right now because we had enough of the origin stories that we all know. We all know what happened to Spider-Man, you know, exactly like with Batman, what they did with Batman versus Superman, and then the Justice League. We don't need to know about the origin stories of Batman because we already know, you know, those steps. So that's what I'm thinking they're going to do with X-Men and the Fantastic Four. All my comic book fans out there, if you can give me some clapbacks, I really want to see a good Doom. I think that should be one of the next main villains, because I want to see him. I want to see those villains. Now, even Loki was kind of like an anti-hero kind of slash villain in a way. And we saw his growth and we saw his maturity. We saw him, his character development. I really want to see villains like that to stay in the world. Like you, like one movie you defeat them, but you know, they're coming back, you know? So I really want to see that character development. I really want to see a good Doom. And if you're not a comic book reader, if you're not really, if you don't know about this, and I really think that this is where the world politics got this, as well as the music industry, but it kind of really started with the Marvel, and they just kind of took it and perverted it. But I really do want to see, not a whole movie, but somewhat of the Illuminati starting. I would love to kind of see that Illuminati start. Now again, it first originated in Marvel, and basically if you're going to do Illuminati, you are going to have to do some kind of Inhuman movie, because Black Bolt's in there, or they can just kind of alter it, just like my last episode we talked about the Spider-Man Far From Home, that where they're altering the Sinister Six. So there's room there that you can kind of mess around with, but I would love to see that. So that's a little bit of my theory unboxed for you guys of what I think should happen, what I think that can happen in the future with the Fantastic Four. We don't really need to see a Fantastic Four origin movie or an X-Men origin kind of movie. I know with Fox, and just so I can be in this, cover this ground up, because I know I might have questions. You're saying, hey, well, what about the New Mutants in the X-Men Dark Phoenix movie that Bryan Singer is working on? That's not delayed. That's still going to be out there. These kind of films do work because, again, they're working in different universes. They're not in the same MCU. But it does work if we are going to travel into different universes in the MCU, just like Deadpool did. You know, when they made Deadpool 2, they made some jokes with the X-Men, but they put the X-Men cast in there as a humorous joke. So that kind of works. So that, I mean, I'm just really excited to see the future of what really is going to happen. And I know right now there is some delay because of the James Gunn being fired from Marvel Studios, which there is a petition, and I'm really hoping and praying that turns around. And I have a really good feeling that it might turn around. There might be some, things that they might write out, some steps to kind of get him back in and put some delay on his contract, whatever that looks like, whatever that business transaction looks like. But I really hope they kind of bring him back in, and because he was the pioneer for the next 20 years. He was going to be somewhat the next Kevin Feige. And I really do think that was a little bit, that was not fair. If we can kind of talk about politics, if this was, I had a conversation the other day and with somebody that, you know, this is Disney, this is Marvel Studios. Now, I don't think this is more like a Kevin Feige Marvel Studios thing. I think this is a Disney thing, because we kind of see this thing in Star Wars. If we can just talk right now and transition into this little quick politics. I don't really like talking politics a lot, but I want to kind of get in and get out and kind of want to hear from you guys. So please be sure to hit that talk back or comment back button on the Anchor app. But this is Disney, okay? This is a billion dollar company. And the fact that, you know, in choosing directors, they're not choosing 6 months out. They're choosing maybe a year or two out, saying, hey, you know what? I got an idea. We want to start thinking about bringing Guardians of the Galaxy in. Oh, wow. Okay, who's going to do it? Well, I got this one director. And again, Kevin Feige is the one that every big studio, even DC, should be looking at and saying, wow, it's not about making like a $1 billion. It's about finding the right person for the job and telling a good story, okay? Kevin Feige is the best at that. That he is the Steve Jobs of this organization and industry, because he's changing the game. Nobody is near what Marvel Studios is doing. So when they picked James Gunn, I think maybe they did. Maybe they didn't do a good job. They should have done a background check on that. And then going years down the road onto the Twitter account and see the tweets that he did. Yes, the tweets were messed up. But I'm just saying, guys, if they found those tweets, they could have answered and talked to him about that right then and there, cleared it up, and bam, it's done with. Not two or maybe 2.5 films in and already laying the groundwork for the next cosmic phase in the 20 years of Marvel Studios that makes not only Marvel Studios money, but Disney more money, because Disney's always been that distribution company. All around, even in toys, just in toys alone, it is billions and billions of dollars. So that's the one thing that just doesn't resonate with me at all. It doesn't make sense. But we know the politics that were in that. We know that there were some individuals, some politicians that were in there that, because of James Gunn comment, which was not even that bad, and that politician went, dug some things up, brought it, and made his life a living hell. So I really don't think that's really fair. I think that individual, that politician in the moment was very emotional and didn't really think about the consequences. But yes, so there is a petition that is out on James Gunn, bringing back James Gunn, and I hope that really does turn around. But I know I have been rambling a lot, but let's go into the next segment. But let's closing this segment out. Yes, X-Men and Fantastic Four is coming back home to Marvel Studios. I wanted to talk about some new trailers that have been released and what to expect in the next coming months. All right, for our next segment, we're going to be talking about the new Venom trailer. Man, it's like 3 minutes and plus. It kind of snuck up on us this morning, but yes, the new Venom trailer dropped. I want to hear from you guys. If you did watch it, please hit the clapback button on the Anchor app. I want to really hear what you guys think, your reviews. Are you more excited or are you a little bit worried? I'm on the fence. I mean, I'm not too excited. I am excited to see an actual great Venom to be made finally, and especially Tom Hardy playing Venom. I mean, who's best, you know? The only thing that still kind of gives me a sour eye to it is that, you know, that Venom, this Venom movie is in a whole different universe than what we know with the MCU. We already know that because it's two different film companies, but it's in association with Marvel, so we already understand the politics in that. But that's why I'm not overly excited about it. I'm on the fence about it, because, you know, I'm just the whole removing of Spider-Man. I mean, that's why, you know, on Venom's chest is there's not a white spider there, because the symbiote never touched the spider suit. That's kind of weird, because I mean, the origins of that is that. So that's the only thing that's kind of weird about it. But again, we got to see Sony doing their thing. Sony kind of doing their villain movies right now. So that's something. Please be sure to go head over into the trailer there. Again, one of my biggest resources. I really don't like giving this resource out. But again, guys, I really, really appreciate for the latest updates on two outlets I follow. The biggest ones are MCU tweets, MCU Marvel tweets. That is a great resource. Shout out to them. Also, comingsoon.net. The first one was a Twitter account. The other one is an actual website. Comingsoon.net, I've been using for years, guys. For 8-9 years now, if not longer. They have some great content, always wanting to know what's the biggest things coming out on productions all around the world. So be on the lookout for that. But some great DC stuff coming out. Again, a lot of Titans fans are kind of on the fence. They don't know if it's going to be good or not, but we already confirmed that it will be. The DC Universe will be $7.99, the same as Netflix, but still, it's a steal because you get free unlimited comics. So that's something that's really good, as well as rewards, as well as store, all those kind of good stuff. So be on the lookout for that. Again, we don't know a specific release date, but hopefully it is coming soon. I mean, they did say 2019, but hopefully, you know, they do some good stuff around the holidays. That would be really smart for them to do a holiday one. But be on the lookout for that, as well as some DC. I mean, DC, what am I talking about? It's just the D's that are confusing me. Disney streaming service is getting something really, really exciting. Now, I've talked about this on some of my YouTube channel as well. I haven't talked about this in a very, very long time. But again, you know, Game of Thrones is kind of ending. We have one more season to go with the Game of Thrones writers. But the Game of Thrones writers have signed with Disney to do a Star Wars live action series. But also the Iron Man 1, not 2, 3, but Iron Man original writer and director will be doing also a Star Wars series. So we're going to be getting a lot of Star Wars content in the new year. So 2019 will be a big year in Star Wars. And also with the release of what they did with Comic-Con, because I didn't really do a big episode for you guys on Comic-Con, but again, we already know with the Star Wars last season of Clone Wars, kind of like, you know, to end it, to kind of see, you know, the ending, they kind of let us off with the Clone Wars. But again, guys, hear me, Star Wars fans, Clone Wars is canon. Even though the animation is there and it's, you know, it's a Disney thing and it looks like a kiddie show, it is canon. So that's, I'm just going to put that there for my Star Wars fans. But a lot of stuff has been coming out these last couple weeks to confirm a lot of other trailers and movies. Again, we did talk about Shazam. We did talk about Aquaman. There's a lot of haters on Aquaman right now. There's a lot of people just more so leaning towards Shazam. But I wanted to really talk about, I want to hear from you guys going back into the Marvel train. What did you guys think about the new trailer of Iron Fist? I want to hear you guys. I really want to hear you. You can hit me up on my social media outlets or just hit the callback button on the Anchor app to be featured on the next episode and so I can answer you guys' questions. So again, got to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. So hit that. Please be sure to go look at the trailer of season 2 of Iron Fist. Now, I think I'm pretty much in agreement with everybody that the first season was rough. It was slow pace. I didn't enjoy it at all. I think that's one of the worst ones out of all the series of Marvel TV series that Netflix put out. I think Iron Fist was very, very rough, slow paced, everything. Character development took too much long, as well as the martial arts, everything over there. It was rough. But we saw in the teaser trailer of season 2, Iron Fist in the iconic costume. I'm like, wow, this is going to be really, really dope. It just looked really, really exciting. And I think it's going to be really a different tone with this season as well. So I'm really, really excited about that. Guys, I'm getting caught up with all these TV series. So be sure to, you know, where we can talk about it. Guys, if you have a TV series that you really, really love right now, if it be the Black Lightning or the Flash or whatever the case might be, tell me so we can talk about it and what your reviews are on that right now. Or if you say, hey, Justin, I think you should check out this TV series, blah, 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 hit me up with that. So again, one way to reach me is to hit that callback button on the Anchor app or follow me on my social media outlets. I'm also on Facebook, but I don't use Facebook that much because I'm always on Twitter, Instagram. It's really easier to connect with you guys. But I want to hear from you guys. Again, Hard in the Paint Podcast. Follow on all social media outlets. Guys, thank you so much for listening to me rant all this time. Guys, thank you for your faithfulness of subscribing and favoriting. You can find me anywhere podcasts are available. So thank you so much for listening to Hard in the Paint. Stay awesome, guys.
We'll be right back. The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.